श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 7 वर्स 14 लिंक। नाउ इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन्स व्हाई अ मैन डज नॉट नो हिम एंड हाउ ही कैन नो हिम। देवी हेषा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यया मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते माया मेतां तरन्ति ते। This divine illusion of mine, consisting of the three gunas, is difficult to overcome. However, those who perpetually worship me alone could penetrate it. Comment: Devi Hesham Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. The divine illusion of the Lord consisting of the three modes of nature, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, is extremely difficult to surmount. People, because of the desire for pleasures and prosperity, cannot be free from this illusion. Because of their attachment for the world, including the body and its pleasure and pain, etc., they get entangled in them. This divine illusion is hard to surmount. When they accept the independent existence of the modes of nature, if they do not accept their separate entity besides God, they will overcome this divine illusion. Ma meva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Those who take refuge in me alone cross this illusion, because instead of beholding the three modes of nature, they behold me only. As has already been described, these three modes of nature are neither in me nor am I in them. I perform all actions without having the least attachment. Thus, those who know this reality do not get entangled in the three modes and pierce this illusion. They do not depend on mind and intellect, etc., because they know that this mind and intellect also belongs to nature, which perish every moment. So they have a disinclination towards matter and an inclination towards me, because they know that the soul is an eternal fragment of mine. Lord Krishna, by using the term ma meva, means to say that they take refuge only in him, because they do not accept any other existence besides him. Thus, those who, without depending on money, material and men, take refuge in him only, depend on him only, cross this illusion. The senses, body, mind, intellect and worldly possessions belong to the Lord, and therefore these are to be used in the service of the Lord without any selfish motive. If we do not do so, we are dishonest and we do not perform our duty. But if we use it in his service, he gets pleased, and by his grace we penetrate the veil of illusion. Actually, all things have been given to us by God, but we feel proud of them by thinking these are our own. This is an error. God is so gracious and generous that he gives the things in such a unique way that he does not show that they have been given by him. So we accept these as our own. Only devotees can realize his grace and generosity. But those who have a disinclination for him cannot realize that all the things have been bestowed upon them by God, by his grace, and they cannot possess them forever. So they cannot have an exclusive devotion for God. This verse means that those who take refuge in him, those who possess divine traits, cross his divine illusion, and those who take refuge in gods, that is, those who possess demoniacal traits, attaching importance to body and pleasures, cannot cross this divine illusion. Such persons, possessing demoniacal traits, have to return to life even though they might have gained the world of Brahma, but they have to follow the cycle of birth and death. Appendix. When a man turning his face away from the world takes refuge in God, then he crosses the Maya, the evolute of lower nature. His ego is totally destroyed. Refuge in God means to identify the self with God, to accept the entity of God only. He should assume neither the independent entity of the self nor of the Maya. He should depend neither on ego nor on Maya. It needs no exertion, no effort. The man himself has assumed the existence of Maya. Ye yedam dharyate jagat. Manashashtani indriyani prakritishtani karishati. If he, not recognizing the existence of Maya, had taken refuge in God, he would have crossed the Maya. For him, the Maya would have had no existence. A man, by depending on the insentient, by assuming it as his and for him, himself becomes insentient and is called Jagata. But by depending on God, he attains divinity and becomes a devotee. By becoming a devotee, the world is lost to him. For him, the world does not remain the world, but it becomes the manifestation of God, which it really is. By the term Mameva, the Lord means to say, the soul is a part of only mine. Mame vansho jiva loke. Therefore, if a striver takes refuge only in me, he crosses the Maya. So the devotees who take refuge in me have no relationship with anyone else besides me. Their relation with anyone else is impossible because they hold that there is no other entity at all besides me. They don't see anyone else, and anyone else is not seen to them. From their viewpoint, there is neither existence nor value of the lower nature, and they don't regard it as theirs. They regard it as my manifestation as really it is. The devotees who follow the guidance of Viveka, having renounced dependence on ego, by renouncing the world, depend on God. But those who cannot follow the dictates of their Viveka, but have a predominance of faith and belief, such simple-hearted and straightforward devotees, with their ego as they are so, take refuge in God. The Lord Himself destroys the ego of such devotees. End of chapter 7, verse 14, by Swami Ramsukhdasji.